Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shiur, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6 using the new commentary of the Mishnah Elucidated, the Shat and Seen edition, from the phrase-by-phrase simplified translation with basic commentary, the book family edition of Seder and Ezekiel and Maseches Avos. Awesome translation, awesome notes, my favorite type of sefer, where it gives you a translation and some notes on the mission to be able to succinctly talk about the Mishnah. We are here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Paragraph 6, here in Season 6. Yeshua ben Prachia, Venitaya Arbeli, Kiblu Mehem. We read the Hebrew first. Yeshua ben Prachia, Omer, Asen Lacharav, Ukane Lachachaver, Vehavidanis Kola Adam Lekaf Zechus. Yeshua ben Prachia, Nitev Arba, received the tradition from them. From whom? The notes point out these two sages were the students of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan and took over the positions of Nasi and Av Bezin from them. What did they say? Yoshua ben Prachia says, make a teacher for yourself. Look at the term and the verbiage used in this Mishnah. Asei lecha rav, ukenei lecha chaver. Make for yourself a teacher, make for yourself a rabbi, but don't buy for yourself a teacher. You cannot buy off a teacher. You cannot buy off a rabbi. You cannot pay off a sage or a role model or a mentor with money. You have to make that teacher for yourself. You have to acquire that teacher for yourself, but not with buying and not with money. However, a friend, even if you have to purchase a friend, buy a friend, acquire a friend with money, you must do so. But for a teacher or rabbi, you cannot buy them off. Of course, they're not allowed to take bribes. You cannot take bribes, whatever the word is exactly from the Torah. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. Make a teacher for yourself. The notes point out, choose one teacher from whom to learn your knowledge of the oral law. In Mishnah times, the law had not yet been set into a specific text. Each teacher had his own arrangements of the law. If you study under different teachers, they may express the same laws in different words, which will make it more difficult to remember the laws properly and lead to confusion, as Rav points out in the second explanation. This applies only to learning the text of the oral law. However, when studying the logic of the laws, it is better to study under more than one teacher. Hearing different points of view leads to a deeper understanding of the law, as Rav points out from Avodah Zarah 19a and 19b, but in general could be applied to life. When you need to make decisions, oftentimes, especially Hasidim, different aspects and different sections of society, they have different leaders, but even in our own lives, whatever walk of life, it's good and important and proper for you to have that one rabbi, that one sage, that one mentor to talk to for halacha questions especially, and for guidance, it's good to have another rabbi. Of course, in the community, in one of the shuls, we have a rabbi. We ask our shilas to apostles for us, but I also have a role model, a mentor, a guide who helps me in a lot of my endeavors. I've met with many times, who is really a role model for me as well. We need to have this person, and I made it for myself where we have this connection, thank God, and you have to make someone for yourself, make that rabbi for yourself. When it comes to a friend, kane lecha chaver, buy a friend for yourself. The notes point out, find a trusted friend who will help you grow spiritually by serving as your study partner, offering you advice, pointing you out the ways in which to improve your character, as Rabbi Yonah points out. The benefits of such a relationship are so great that you should even be willing to spend a lot of money to buy or hire the right person to fill this role, as Rav points out. But again, you do not buy the rabbi, you buy the friend. You need a friend, even if you have to acquire him through monetary means or whatever means, you need that friend, but you also need that teacher in the right way, making the teacher, not buying the teacher. And judge every person favorably. I often like to say, if you're going to do any judging, the only type of judging you should do is dan lekaf zechus. We don't know what's going on in people's homes, what people struggle with, what their difficulties are, if they have any ism in their life, like smokingism or alcoholism or anything. There are many things that people have to struggle with and have to deal with. We have no idea. If you're going to judge someone, don't judge to begin with. Oh, they're so heavy. Oh, they're so stingy. You don't know anything about them, right? Especially behind the closed doors. The only type of judging you should do, as the Mishnah points out here, is dan lekaf Zuchus. The only type of judging a person should do is judging another favorably. There's a beautiful book by Artson called The Other Side of the Story. It teaches that oftentimes in life, we're missing many, many details, a lot of details, and you're missing the whole side of the story. Only judge for the favorably. If you're going to judge, only judge for the right aspect to try to find what could possibly be. A lot of times my wife will do this. She's much better at this than me. What could it be? Why are they cutting us off on the road? Because the wife is in labor. They have to go and get the baby out. properly, safely, in the right aspect. Why didn't they call me back? They're super busy and got overwhelmed. Very different ways. Dan Nekavschus is the only type of judging you should do favorably, giving a person the benefit of the doubt. The notes point out, when you see a person doing something, it is not clear whether it was a proper thing to do or an improper thing. Give him the benefit of the doubt, especially if he's a tzaddik. And assume that what he did was proper. Why did he walk into McDonald's? Because he was dying of thirst and bought a water bottle perfectly kosher. Why did that other guy go into Burger King? Because he desperately needed a bathroom. They used the bathroom. Don't assume the negative. Assume the positive. Now, in the case of someone who is known to be righteous and tzaddik, there's a biblical mitzvah to judge his action favorably. Yeshua ben Prachi is saying that even in the case of a person who you do not know, make an effort to give him the benefit of the doubt. As Rav points out, the Rambam commentary is understood by Magen Alos and Rabbeinu Yona. In life, oftentimes, these are three key things we could do. We can make a rabbi, a teacher for ourselves. We could acquire a friend for ourselves. Rav Yochanan said, and Choni said, Choni Amagel, either a friend or death, after waking up after many years when he lost all his friends, it was too much for him to handle. When Rav Yochanan went through a lot of difficulties in life, lo aleinu, we should never know from such things, we should always know good things, and everyone should live on Meves from Shana, but he lost a lot of children, and that, for some reason, he was able to deal with. But when he lost his study partner, he literally went meshuga, and he couldn't take life anymore. Either friendship or death, Magel had said, and Rav Yochanan talked about, it's very important to have that friend in life. You don't need 100 friends, you definitely need one very good friend, or a couple of very good friends. And Aseh L'Charav, make for yourself that rabbi, make for yourself, do not purchase him. And make sure, if you're going to do judging, the only judging you should do is Dan L'Kaf Zechus. Judge people favorably for the benefit of the doubt. Your whole life will be better off by doing so. Join us next time as we talk about distancing from a bad neighbor and from evil in your life here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.